Page 67. Conversation. Exercises 4A and 4B.
Hey, Aria. You look pretty serious. What are you reading?
I'm reading about the scandal in the mayor's office. Have you been following it?
Not really. What's going on?
It's unbelievable. The mayor has been accused of corruption. Apparently, he was caught taking a bribe from the Moore Corporation.
The Moore Corporation. That sounds familiar.
It's the company that was just given a huge contract to build the Crosstown Bridge. You know, the bridge that is going to connect the north and south sides of the city? They're saying that Moore bribed the mayor in order to get the contract.
Wow, that's quite an accusation. Are they sure he's guilty?
Well, of course he's innocent until proven guilty, but things look pretty bad for him. The police were tipped off and found evidence of 4 large deposits into his personal checking account during the contract granting process. They've traced the money back to a Moore account that was open in the Cayman Islands. And that's not all.
What? He's accused of something else?
Unbelievably, yes. He's been charged with embezzlement. Apparently, he misappropriated funds that were meant for an early childhood education program.
You're kidding. What did he do with the money?
What else do you do with $100,000? He redecorated his office.
Are you kidding? That's outrageous.
It sure is. They discovered the fraud when they did an internal audit.
$100,000? He must have bought some pretty expensive furniture.
And you'll never believe this.
There's more?
He hired his wife, who is an interior decorator, to do the work.
Wow. That's crazy. He's not only corrupt, but he's also stupid.
I know. What a stupid way to spend the money. Just think of all the trips that he could have taken.
Only you would think of that, Aria.
I'm just kidding, of course. His behavior is absolutely inexcusable.
You can say that again.